Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden spent much of the final day of campaigning trying to secure votes in must-win states. Trump sounded upbeat at one of five rallies he held Monday in four states.
Together we will defeat the corrupt establishment and will dethrone the failed political class. We will drain the Washington swamp and we will save the American dream. We're going to save the American dream.
Joe Biden told a Pittsburgh crowd that Trump is counting on Democrats to stay home.
He doesn't want Americans voting. He thinks only wealthy folks should vote. And when America votes, though, America will be heard. When America's heard, the message is going to be out loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home. Go home.
Nearly 100 million Americans have already cast their ballots. In tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, the first in-person votes have been cast. Joe Biden swept all five votes in Dixville Notch. In nearby Millsfield, President Trump won 16 votes. A judge in Nevada has thrown out a lawsuit filed by the Trump campaign and the state Republican Party meant to stop election officials from counting mail-in ballots in and around Las Vegas. Paul Bogers with member station KUNR in Reno.
The suit asked a judge to immediately prohibit vote processing until Republicans felt the proper procedures were in place to ensure transparency. That included installing cameras in the registrar's office, as well as being able to challenge the legitimacy of a mail-in voter signature. But in his opinion, Judge James Wilson wrote that attorneys for the Trump campaign and the state GOP failed to produce any evidence that Clark County is valuing, quote, one voter's vote over another's, end quote. Clark County is the most populated county in Nevada with nearly 70% of the state's voters. So far, more than two-thirds of the early votes cast in the state have been returned by mail. For NPR News, I'm Paul Boger in Reno.
There are growing fears that animosity will continue after the polls close. NPR's David Shape reports that many cities preparing for post-election protests and possible unrest.
Retailers in Boston, New York, Washington, Los Angeles, and other cities are boarding up doors and windows in anticipation of post-election demonstrations that some fear could turn violent. In Chicago, Police Superintendent David Brown says officers will respect people's rights to peacefully protest, but he adds they will take swift action against anyone intent on spreading chaos.
The message is, don't loot in Chicago. If you do loot, you will be held accountable.
In addition to a heavy, visible police presence, city officials will deploy snowplows and dump trucks in case they need to block off streets and exit ramps to keep looters away from certain areas if things get out of hand. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR. A major hurricane headed for landfall in Central America, Hurricane Eta, is a Category 4 storm, and forecasters are warning of massive flooding and the potential for landslides. Forecasters say Eta is likely to strengthen further as it approaches Nicaragua's Atlantic coast. A massive cleanup and recovery operation underway in the Philippines in the aftermath of the most powerful storm to come ashore this year, with winds that peaked at 195 miles per hour. Super Typhoon Goni passed over the southern west edge of the country's main island of Luzon, disrupting power, communications, and lives of 1.5 million residents. NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
Philippine authorities engineered the evacuation of some 400,000 people before Goni struck. Some of those crowded into schools and churches are the owners of the 75,000 homes that have been damaged or destroyed. Philippine Red Cross Chairman Senator Richard Gordon told NPR the organization's staff is on the cut-off island of Catunduanes, where the storm first hit.
They saw about 80% of the houses in the capital town of Iraq decimated. And in the municipality of Bato, 80% have been totally destroyed.
As Typhoon Goni exited, President Rodrigo Duterte warned Filipinos that another storm, Typhoon Atsani, is expected to make landfall this week. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
Asian financial markets following Wall Street higher as investors wait for the results of the presidential election. Benchmarks in Shanghai, Hong Kong, Seoul, and Sydney advancing in Tuesday trading. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.